Unit 7, Track 2.2.
People are increasingly obsessed with reading stories and looking at pictures of celebrities. Today, there are more paparazzi on the streets than ever, all of them trying to get the definitive celebrity picture. We're here with Jack, a paparazzo with 15 years of experience, to talk about his job. Jack, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Jack, why are people so interested in reading about the private lives of celebrities?
Because they're young, beautiful, rich, and photogenic, and they lead glamorous lifestyles.
But the pictures that appear in the tabloid press are not always glamorous. They're often unflattering pictures of celebrities just trying to lead their lives. For example, I remember seeing a picture of Matt Damon getting a parking ticket. What's so interesting about that?
Well, people also want to think that these celebrities are just normal people. So they enjoy seeing pictures of them doing ordinary things like shopping. I also think it's fine to take unflattering pictures of them because it gives us hope when we realize that they're just like us, really.
I understand that, but where do you draw the line?
Well, we're not completely insensitive. We try not to involve children. For example, Kate Moss asked us not to take pictures of her daughter, and we haven't. Do you remember seeing pictures of her daughter in the press?
No, but I did read an interview with Kate Moss where she said that she can't walk anywhere because the paparazzi follow her everywhere. That must be awful. In the same interview, she said that a female photographer was chasing her in New York and fell over a water hydrant. She cut her lip and was bleeding, so Kate stopped to ask her if she was okay. The woman just continued taking pictures. That's a little desperate, isn't it?
The woman was just doing her job. Listen, so many of these celebrities refuse to cooperate with the paparazzi. We try reasoning with them. We explain that we don't want to upset them, but they shout and swear at us. So we follow them everywhere. It's a game. Have you ever seen a bad picture of Nicole Kidman in the press?
No.
That's because she plays the game. She always agrees to smile for the camera, and we get our shot. Then we leave her alone. If you ask me, I think these celebrities are hypocritical. On the one hand, they need to have their pictures in the press. And on the other hand, they tell us that we're invading their privacy. If they don't like the attention, I suggest that they change jobs.